This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Good morning. I was looking for something from the Chafetz Chaim on Tu B'Shvat, and I did not find anything in the writings of the Chafetz Chaim on Tu B'Shvat, which is very telling about Tu B'Shvat's role in halacha. That this is not something the Chafetz Chaim even discusses. In the whole Shulchan Aruch, it's only mentioned two times. One is you don't say Tachnun, and one is if there is a, I believe if somebody took upon himself a series of fasts. But since a Talmud Chacham is compared to a tree, every person is compared to a tree. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada. Especially the Avnei Nezer said the Iker significance of Tu B'Shvat is it's the new year for Chidushei Torah. And the Avnei Nezer was able to discern the Chidushim he had pre-Tu B'Shvat and post-Tu B'Shvat. Okay, so we'll learn something of the Chafetz Chaim on Parshas Yisroi that is relevant to a Talmud Chacham. Chafetz Chaim says like this. The pasuk says, "Kol negeh b'har moisimas." Anyone who touches the mountain will die. I don't understand. What's wrong with touching the mountain? The mountain doesn't have feelings. Uma'im ha'har she'em boi das ve'inenu margish klum. Says Rav Sam, if the mountain that doesn't have intelligence has no feelings, mikamakim niskadei sha'idei kabos ha'tayra, it was sanctified through its receiving the Torah. Ad shehuzaru kol Yisrael minagia b'katzeo. That all of Klal Yisrael was warned, don't infringe on it, don't touch it. O me'achshav kavachomer l'mi shenagia u'pagia b'chvoidei shel Talmud Chacham. And now, let's use a kavachomer. What if somebody infringes on the honor of a Talmud Chacham? A Talmud Chacham is not somebody who the Torah just landed on. He actually learned Torah. Shelamad es ha-Torah gufa. And this Talmud Chacham, what you might know is, might not know is, he actually has das, and he actually has feelings. Sheyesh boi das, umargish be'elbon. Alachas kam v'kama, shahanoigea boi, kinoigea be'vav aseino. If you touch it, it's like touching the pupil of your eye. And because of this, he brings in the footnote. Chafetz Chaim's practice was to wage war with those who diminish the kavod of the Gedolei Yisrael. And when it came to this, he did not bow before anyone. And everybody knows how much the Chafetz Chaim gave of his own life, gave of his, he was Moser Nefesh, to establish the esteem of the Goyin Hadar, the luminary of Klal Yisrael, Reb Chaim Oizer in Vilna, when the left attacked Reb Chaim Oizer to try to publicly humiliate him. The Chafetz Chaim spent many weeks trying to speak to the important people in the city to mashpia on them, and they didn't pay attention to him. And the Chafetz Chaim said, the kavod of the Gadol Hadar is the kavod of Klal Yisrael. And it's everybody's responsibility to preserve his kavod, even if it means that you yourself are being shamed. Anyway, that's what the Chafetz Chaim learned from the pasuk. Kol hanegea bahar mois yumas. If even infringing on Har Sinai, that was just the resting place and the location of Kabbal Satayra, so certainly someone who offends the honor of a Talmud Chacham, how dangerous that could be. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.